Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to
Mind Body Stuff.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
Welcome back to another week.
Another episode.
Another episode. Another episode.
I was just eating an M&M.
We can hear.
Can you hear it still?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. It was real good. Peanut M&M.
It so smells good. Like peanut M&M now.
Did I tell you about the person who got breathed on?
Say this story.
She had a peanut allergy, but it just started maybe in her 40s, late in her life. And she was a nurse. And so she had two bouts of anaphylaxis by just eating peanuts. So she knew not to eat peanuts. Well, one day she was at nursing at the hospital and someone breathed on her who had just had peanut butter. Like they had peanut butter maybe half an hour before, but it was still, peanuts are strong.
Yeah.
She went into anaphylaxis just from the breath.
That's crazy.
The smell of the peanut breath.
Allergies are weird.
Isn't that fascinating?
It's fascinating.
Anyway, just an aside.
Why nuts?
I don't know. Why are nuts hard to process?
I don't know.
Maybe we weren't meant to eat nuts.
But we were, because didn't we survive on nuts?
We ate nuts and berries?
Yeah. I think so.
And isn't there something, and you guys can maybe talk about this, isn't there something about that because we stopped letting the kids have nuts? Now everyone has nut allergies.
Yeah. I mean, well, they say that, but I also know people who did introduce their babies to nuts and they still developed the allergy.
Oh, really?
Like my cousin Linda or Rob's cousin Linda.
Oh, she had nuts.
Yeah. But her parents introduced her to nuts at a very early age and she still developed a severe allergy.
How old was she when she developed the nut allergy?
A kid.
Oh, kid. Not a teenager.
No, kid.
That was my theory.
Yeah, but they suggest now, they've kind of gone back on what
and
they said. They suggest giving them to babies.
There were always a handful of people that were,
but it seems
allergic.
Like there's more.
Oh, there's tons more. I mean, you can't even bring dessert to the schools anymore.
Right.
They're like, do not bring any treats.
Yeah.
Because it was just like igniting everyone's allergies.
People were dying.
Kids, like, they're like, I'm like trying to bring cupcakes. I told you no cupcakes. I'm like, no cupcakes, but I just bought them at the grocery store. But they're like, they're probably a nut. Yeah, they don't let you bring stuff in. They're very strict.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't have that happening, I suppose.
Yeah, and
Interesting.
So anyway, that's an aside.
Well,
Nuts and age.
And age. Speaking about nuttiness. We today are going to talk about aging because it was just your birthday.
It was just
my
birthday.
Can you tell our listeners how old you turned?
I'm 57 years old.
57. I told my friend that because I was saying I was hanging out with you for your birthday. And she was like, how old is she? And I said, 57. And she was like, no way. I'm like, yeah, she's 57.
You have to be like my aunt. She always said she was older.
Oh, why?
Because then everyone does that. They're like, no way. I'm actually 47. No, just kidding. But she'd always tell people, she's like, I'm 65 when she was like 55. So people were like,
that's so,
my
you look
goodness,
amazing.
You're amazing. She's like, I know.
That's funny. So do you feel like you're 57?
No, I don't feel like I'm 57.
Well, okay.
I mean, what does 57 feel like, I guess? I got to be careful everyone else who's 57 out there.
Well, you don't have to worry about them because this question is for you.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So don't even – people worry can about. All have their own experiences
okay.
through life. So I'm asking you about yours. Was turning 57, did it feel like a big deal?
It felt like I should be old.
Did it?
Yeah.
So when you say 57, what do you think about? Like, does 57 sound old to you?
Yes, 57 sounds old. Like, maybe you should be careful.
So do you have confusion because you just don't feel like...
Yes.
So I'm
totally,
assuming there's a little confusion
I've had a hard
happening
time, yeah.
inside of you. Because
yes.
you don't feel the way you think you
should,
feel at 57.
Yes, I feel like, 57, maybe you should be careful.
Okay.
About how you move.
Yeah.
You should watch your diet.
As you eat. You guys, she has like a 2-pound bag of peanut M&Ms that always sit at her desk. And she eats them all the time.
Well, they're delish. But they sit
but
there a long time.
I still
time.
Like them. Because at first when we started working together, I was like, because I can't have treats around me all the time or I'll eat them.
Yes.
Because I'm just like,
that's what Mike
a
does.
Treat.
He eats the whole bag.
Yeah. And so
I'm like, don't eat my bag.
But the thing is, because you have them all the time, I've completely lost interest.
Oh, see? That's what you should do with your kids, too, I think.
Just have it all around. Yeah, and then they lose interest.
Because eventually they're just, I have cookies like, usually. And so now Ray
It's not exciting.
Now he's kind of like, oh, those cookies again.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, they're good cookies. I mean, you can have one of them.
No, but I feel like when I see it, normally I would have, 5 years ago, if I saw a bag of peanut M&Ms right next to me on the desk, I would be fixated.
Yeah.
And I would want to eat them.
You also know that no one's allowed to do that.
Yeah, but I don't really care.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if you have a lot in there that I'm like, she won't notice. But I don't even care. Like, I'm not enticed by your peanut M&Ms.
I know. Well, that's...
But that's curious to me that all these years later, you still enjoy them. You haven't gotten sick of them.
The only time I didn't like them was when I was pregnant.
Oh, sure. And that was your sign that you were...
I was like, I couldn't eat it. I can't eat my peanut M&Ms. And I'm like, something's real bad.
Uh-oh.
Something real bad's happening.
Uh-oh.
But it was just another baby.
Another baby.
Ray Ray.
Which brings us to another interesting point. So part of what we were just talking about before we hit record was...
That was a good discussion. Sorry you missed it.
I know. We're like, well, that was the podcast. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Done now. Nothing
but for you. It's interesting because you this weekend were hanging out with a bunch of middle schoolers.
Yeah, a bunch of 12-year-olds. 11 and 12-year-olds. Yeah.
But you're 57. And one of the little guys, grandma came over and she was 64.
Yeah. And that was funny because then Ray said, wait, you're almost the age of my mom.
Grandma. You know,
of my grandma. Because the mom is like 41 or something.
Yeah, sure.
And then all the kids stopped and like stared. And then I was like, yep, that's right. Yeah. And then Ray's like, I have an old mom. And I'm like, yep. I'm an old mom. That's okay, though. Some people have old moms, and some people have young moms, and some people have middle-aged moms, or whatever. But it was so funny.
Yeah.
But it did make me feel weird because she wasn't much older than me. And there she was with her husband, the grandfather. And they were just like, we love spending time watching our grandchildren, you know, driving around the state. And I'm like, oh. And I'm stuck like in the hot sun with like 4, 11, and 12-year-olds just like baking, watching people, you know, it was on this beautiful bay of this lake, watching people just zoom by on boats. And I was just like, retired people. And she was talking about their retirement. She's getting ready to retire. Where they're going to live. And I'm like, oh, how nice. What's that like?
Yeah. You know? Well, and so it's funny because like, so in my family, we we're giving my parents a break right now because in our family, we refer to the 60s as the selfish 60s because now that they're retired, they're just doing things for themselves.
They're just having fun.
Just having fun. And they have a bunch of freedom and they have, you know, very little responsibility to anybody else.
Yeah.
And they're really taking advantage of that and enjoying it. Even though sometimes we're like, well, don't you just want to be a grandparent and come and help us?
Don't
they're
you like, want to babysit?
Actually, no. So, we refer to the 60s as the selfish 60s. But it's interesting that you won't really ever have that time because as soon as you have a 12-year-old and you're 57.
Yeah, I have a 12-year-old.
And then I'm sure Joe's going to start having kids soon.
Is going to be 28 pretty soon. Is that how she is?
Yeah, she'll be 28.
In August. And she just got married a year ago. And they're trying to have a baby or they'd like to have a baby in the next few years. And so all of a sudden I'm like, uh-oh.
You'll be taking care of
her. Like I'm just going to get through middle school. So then I told Ray, my middle schooler, I'm like, well, you can be an uncle and babysit.
Yeah,
so
right?
I'm trying to pass it off to him.
That's awesome.
Because I'm like, you could babysit and learn about babies and how smart, you know,
how
maybe you don't want to have one in high school.
Yeah.
But also that feeling of like,
oh my gosh,
I'm not
going to
have
that, that break.
That break of period of time.
Well, and also just the relationship that you have with Joe is very, I mean, you guys are very involved in each other's lives and she lives like down the block from you.
Yeah, not very
I mean, she
far.
Lives like less I mean, than a 5-minute drive.
Yeah, we have dinner together probably 5 nights a week.
Oh my God.
It's always like, what do you want to do for dinner? I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to do?
So you know you're going to have that baby.
So I know I'm going to have that baby a lot. Like, I've got to maybe take the hormones so I can breastfeed.
Stop. Although that would be more convenient.
They're all
That'd
like,
be super convenient.
Wow, that mom had a baby really late.
Yeah, but you could.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can't you? Can't you make that? Couldn't you take that hormone and do that?
Oh, yeah, you can. I think anyone can.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy.
I mean, Joe would get a little mad at me, maybe.
Yeah, she would. And I think it's rightfully so that
she would
get mad.
She's like, why are your breasts bigger? well, I was thinking little implants, kind of playing with the size and stuff, just for fun.
Yeah, so that's kind of an interesting thing, is that you're always going to be in this mode, but you kind of manifested this.
I did, because I made a mistake, because I grew up alone, as we've talked about before, and so I almost made an unconscious vow to myself. Yeah. I remember, because it was boring being alone, and we didn't have a lot of friends in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
no friends in the neighborhood, actually.
Did you have friends in any neighborhood?
No. Nope. Not at the time, but that's all right. I'm working on it now. Now that I'm 57, I'm fixing that. I remember thinking, not even thinking, but I just, once I got old enough to have my own life, I just started putting things in it, mm-hmm. like pets. First, it was a lot of pets.
Yeah.
Then it was finding a partner, then pets and a partner. Then you had to have kids, because I didn't want to be alone. Please don't leave me alone.
Right.
And now, my wish came true.
Right.
So...
Here you go.
And like, even this weekend, I was like, it's so tiring. Like the whole, like,
yeah, I'm sure,
just doing getting the kids and then going on the boat and then setting up the tube and then making sure nobody drowns on the tube, you know, just like the whole, and then you're baking in the sun, then you gotta go back to the tournament. And Barbie's like, I'd give anything just to sit on my bed and read a book.
Yeah.
Totally. And then I just felt for you, because you know, you're in the throes of young motherhood, new motherhood.
Yeah.
And I just forget how, when you have these multiple kids,
it's tiring.
I'm like just tracking them all. Like, oh, who's down at the dock? And then one kid's like sitting on the chair and it looks like it's going to pass out. Cause I'm like, did you eat enough? And then the other kid says, I don't think you ate enough. So then I'm like, someone, we got to make a sandwich, you know, just not tracking the needs of so many people.
Oh my God.
Like, I can't believe you survived that. And I just thought, I cannot do this. This is so much.
Right.
It's so much mental and physical work.
Right. Yeah, it's so much. It's a lot.
It's so much.
It's a lot. It totally is a lot. So sorry if I'm failing in all aspects of my life, because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on to track. But I think, you know, like my dad said, in your mid-30s, he's like, well, you should be busy.
Yeah, you should be busy.
He's like, when else do you want to be busy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, 57?
Never. Never. I keep going back to that. I'm like, I don't know if I want this. No, I want this. Mm-hmm. I totally want this. Okay, so I'm going to go back to this aging thing.
Yes.
So do you feel like you have, like, do you feel a victim to the societal pressures or what that means about aging? Like, do you feel like you experience pressure about, like, and I'm asking this, but I'm asking this because you kind of are ageless in how you look. Like, I have way more wrinkles than you do. And so because you just look so young as well, do you feel like you aren't experiencing like some of the pressure or some of the weight that other people as they age are experiencing, or like rejected from society? I know a lot of older people feel like, you know, as women after like reproductive age, they're like, what is my
invisible?
Or like,
women feel invisible.
What value am I adding to? Like, are you feeling any of that? Or do you feel like you're coming more into your power? Or like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's a good question, because, obviously, you know, we're all going to get old. If we're lucky enough to get old, we get old.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise we die.
And I love that you say that, because you say that a lot. If we're lucky enough to get old.
If we're lucky, because I remember complaining to someone once about getting old, and it was my godmother. And she was like, if we're lucky enough. She stopped me, you know, one of those, if we're lucky enough to get old. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
She's like, because the other one is death. And I was like, oh, that's right. But it is, part of me was like, you do get more invisible to society, I think. But for me, it feels like more of a releasing of all these norms that you have to hold up.
Right.
To. You know, like you have to look a certain way and your stomach has to be a certain way. Of course, I haven't really released that yet, as you know.
But you're working on it.
I'm working on it. I think part of that gift is getting older, because it's like, so are you going to be that weird old lady that everyone's like, wow, she looks like, you know, she looks like she works out a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. Like, when you're like 70, you're just going to look old. Like,
yeah,
I think,
right?
Unless you spend a lot of fate time on your, I don't know, doing surgery. And even those people look kind of like, I mean, I've just been noticing the people that have a lot of facial stuff done. And I'm like, they still look old, but with weird facial features. Don't you think? Like, I saw one the other day with giant lips. But she was probably like 65. She looked good. But I couldn't stop staring at her lips because I'm like, they can't be real. Because they were all kind of, like, big and tight. Like, nobody's lips look like, not even a 20-year-old's lips look like that.
Oh, my God.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like.
But if it makes her feel better.
And that's good for
then
her.
Then she should do it.
But part of me just wants her to know, like, but you know that you just look old with weird lips. So, which is okay, but I kind of have to tell myself that too. Like, don't do that stuff because it's not going to fix it all. You're just going to still look old.
Oh, that's so funny.
But with weird stuff happening.
Yeah.
Where people can't quite place you. They're like, what is it? Something on your nose, and then there's a cheek kind of up here. You know, it's like, wow, what's happening to your face? But I feel, so I want to embrace more. Like, I was just thinking that the other day, now that I'm 57, that I want to embrace more about, like, you know, embracing getting old and letting go of all these societal norms of how we're supposed to look.
Right.
But I do feel like if you look younger, there is this weird pressure to, you know, continue to look younger.
Right. Because what happened if all of a sudden, what happened? How do you think you would be able to handle this mentally if all of a sudden you just, like, I don't know, like,
got a canker sore.
She did get a canker sore. Her first canker sore in like 30 years.
Oh my God. It is huge too. I apologize. You guys can't see it.
It was so funny. Last week I was like really stressed out and I came into the office on Monday and I was like crying. I'm like, you guys, I'm thinking about my breaking point. I'm about to lose it. Like, I'm about to lose it. And then you somehow were also at your breaking point. And then you got a canker sore for the first time in like,
oh,
30 years.
There, since my husband has never seen me with a canker sore.
So he thinks.
he's all, whoa, what's up?
What's going on?
Because we spent a lot of time apart in the summer because of our jobs. And he's like, he's kind of looking at me and smiling. He's like, huh, got a friend in town? And I'm like, no. And I used to get a ton of canker sores when I was
in my early
20s and late teens. But I haven't had one in years.
So let's just say all of a sudden you like, all your hair turns gray and you get a bunch of wrinkles. I don't know. These are bad examples.
These could happen.
How do you think you're meant, like, would you be able to handle that? Like, do you think that, that would affect you a lot?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I think it would be good.
Yeah, right.
Because it would be like, okay, now you're old.
Yeah, so just.
But, you know, because you kind of are waiting. Like, I remember asking my dad when he was, like, in his mid-60s. And I'm like, well, how old do you feel?
Yeah.
And he said something like 35.
Yeah.
And then he said, but he looks in the mirror or he walks by a window, remember, and it like frightens him.
Oh,
because he's all like, Jesus, who is that person?
Yeah.
And it's him,
yeah.
You know, because he sees himself. He saw himself as like a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the hardest part. I'm waiting to feel like, when does it feel old?
Right.
Like, when do you
feel old? I wonder if you will ever feel old. Because going back to that podcast when we talked about like what we felt like our soul's age was,
mm-hmm.
and you said 10.
Yes.
Like, I just wonder if you'll ever actually feel old or if you'll always feel young.
Well, and I get along with the kids really, like, when
you do.
11, 12-year-olds were over and they were all talking, and I'm like, I don't think so. And then I'm like, I love this song. And then one of the kids was like, me too. And I'm like, let's sing it. And my husband's like, oh, these songs are horrendous. He's like, let's turn on some.
Were they Ula songs?
They were Ula songs. Yeah, a bunch of the Ula songs. They knew them all. It was awesome.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then I have a harder time talking to the grown up people, as you know. So yeah, it's just
interesting.
My mom didn't feel old, I think, for a long time, and then finally, like in her mid-80s, she started to hurt
in her body.
She hadn't had body pain before, really, because she's always been active and done lots of sports, and she played golf all the time. Then all of a sudden, I remember her mid-80s, she's like, well, now my back hurts. And I'm like, well, I think a lot of people's backs hurt.
Yeah.
Like, before this, Mom.
Way before this.
And that was, like, a turning point for her. Because then, and she still kept playing until she was 90. But now she definitely is, like, I can see, like, she's, like, 94. But she definitely is coming to being, she naps in the day. Like, I remember she was, like, 85 and my dad was, like, 90. And she's, like, stop napping.
Oh, my God.
Why are you so tired?
Like, I nap.
Yelling at my dad. And I'm, like, he's 90.
He can take a nap.
He's tired.
That's awesome.
She's like, a waste of time.
Rob has like never aging genes as well. I feel like you guys both do. He doesn't need to sleep. Like, he gets terrible sleep. He doesn't really exercise that much, but then he could go like run a marathon right now if he needed to.
Oh yeah.
His grandpa is turning 99 this summer, like still goes to the office 5 days a week.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm hoping my children get those genes, because I feel tired a lot.
Well, you do have three small children.
So does he.
Yeah, but doesn't it? I mean, I don't want to be sexist, but it seems like you might do a lot. I mean, he does a lot.
I feel like he does more than me.
Really?
Yeah, like this. Yeah, I do. But he can. He has more energy than me. I got
to
figure
that
out.
He takes him to the park and everything?
Yeah, he took it this morning while I was showering and getting ready. I came out of the shower and the whole family was gone. Well, Frankie was sleeping, but the whole family was gone. And he had taken the kids bike riding into the park.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, thank you. Even though he knew I was now going to go to work, he still, so I figured during the morning it would be kind of like my shift, you know, because I was leaving. But he left the house with them, even though he has them for hours now.
Yeah, he seems happy about it, too.
He loves it.
You know what I'm having trouble with is my husband is injured.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you're realizing that your partner is aging.
I'm like, hey, what is your problem?
Yeah, you kind of get grumpy at him when he does things that show his age.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, because you feel like a 10-year-old.
I mean, yeah, he must feel older than... I should ask him how old he feels.
You should ask
him. He seems older than me for sure. Mentally, in his head, I think.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he hurt his knee. He tore his meniscus and his knee hurts real bad. He has to have surgery. But so the other, so we got a boat recently and we had to do a boat check. We stopped yesterday. Uh-oh. The boat's on this big trailer. Uh-oh. And they tell him, they're like, sir, you got to go up there and drop the tiller down. And I'm like, uh-oh, that's going to be me then. Because hop along, can't barely walk out of the car. So I have to go to the back of the boat, climb up on the trailer, sling my leg over the edge of the boat, climb onto the metal thing, pull myself into the boat, and then do the whole thing with the tiller. Then I have to jump out of the boat, hanging by one leg. And I'm just like, oh, why can't you do that?
He's injured.
He's injured. I have trouble with injury.
You do. You have a trouble with injury. Even when I was at my breaking point last week, you're like, you just like yelled at me. You're like, make a list of all the other things you told me to do. You're like, I'm like.
That's totally from my mom.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, you're not going to just.
Oh, no, we're not crumbling now.
No. You're like, no, no.
We're going to wait for Armageddon for that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, just kind of got like in.
Drill
sergeant mode. You're like, here's what you're going to do.
You're going to stand up and fight this.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to.
You're like,
to.
I just want to be sad. That's how Mike, I'm like.
And I'm like, just let me be sad.
I know. You know what Mike said? He said, well, my leg's been hurting for a while. I'm like, but you didn't tell me. He was like, I didn't want to tell you because you'd be mad.
Oh, funny. Yeah, you get mad sometimes in those situations.
I know. I'm not.
Well, that's what I asked you, and I don't think you liked it, but I said, does it scare you to see me like this?
Oh, yeah.
And then you didn't really answer me, so I didn't know.
Yeah, and then I got a canker sore.
And then you got a canker sore.
No, it doesn't. No, I'm not scared of it at all.
I'm
and
totally
it's like
fine.
It drops out of my lip.
Oh, that's so funny.
But it is. I don't like weakness that much.
No, you don't.
I don't know, well, which is not helpful, by the way, folks. We should all embrace our weaknesses. We talk about it all the time.
I know.
You know?
But maybe sometimes we talk about the stuff that we need to talk about because it's the stuff that we need to work on.
Yes.
You know, that's why we talk about it.
Right, exactly.
If you have something done and done, you don't talk about it anymore.
No. Why?
It's not like, hey, Bernice, did you know that today is, it's summer. It's summer right now. And you're like, yeah, it's summer right now.
It's
oh my
wonderful.
Gosh, do you think it's summer?
How beautiful.
No, because we know that it's summer.
Right.
We don't have to talk about something all the time because we know
it's already summer. It's
just,
given.
Okay, whatever.
Right.
So sometimes we talk about stuff a lot because we have to keep processing it or keep working on it. It's not just like a given.
And you have to have feelings about
and
it.
And you have to, yes.
You know, like I know that in therapy, by the way, because you have to have feelings. Like you were overwhelmed last week, and so you had to release those feelings of feeling overwhelmed and sadness.
Well, I learned I couldn't do it here, clearly.
And Mike can't have a sore knee.
Like, okay.
He's like, okay, you're pleasant. Have a wonder. I keep saying stuff like, he can barely walk. Just wait. It's going to take him a while to catch up with us.
Oh.
And he's like kind of with a crutch, like kind of hobbling up. And
oh, my.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just good reflection.
Yeah. I think it's what kept my mom young, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That you guys don't let yourself be weak.
That little fighting spirit.
Yeah.
But, of course, things will happen. Like, you tear your meniscus. There's nothing you can do. It freaking hurts.
It hurts.
Like, that's what you're going to have to do.
Well, it was funny. I posted that picture of myself trying to make the bed on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Balancing on the... Well, you had your foot on the...
And everyone was like, you have to do the hard corner first. I'm like, but how do you get to that corner?
Oh, yeah.
I can't get to that corner of my bed.
Oh, because your bed is jammed against the wall.
So then the two options are you get on the bed, the headboard, like I did, or the other option that lots of people also mention is you have to Superman yourself. You have to jump across the bed and then put the corner in.
And then be careful of not undoing it.
Well, that's why they said you have to, yes, yes. But I'm like, it's so funny because I said that my spirit age was like 21.
Yeah.
Which I, but then the more I thought about that, I'm like, but I also kind of think that my spirit age is like 70.
Old?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You don't think so?
No.
I think I'm going to be at my best when I'm like 70.
Well, you probably will be because you're going to tune down that freaking 21-year-old in there.
What's wrong with the 21-year-old?
Well, she's so like active and powerful and like a racehorse. Miley at 70, she'll be a little tired, I think. Thank God.
I am not the racehorse in this room.
You're a bigger racehorse than me.
I like to go fast.
Yeah, you do.
But you like to do a lot. You like to do more than I do, but I like to do what I do fast.
Yes.
Because then I like to relax and have a good time.
And let it go. Yes.
Like a 21-year-old.
Like a 21-year-old.
But then I want to get all my work done first.
Then you have a good, relaxing time.
And then I have a good time.
Mine
but
just
you,
has to be
you
fun.
You just want
to,
yeah, all
everything
the time.
Fun.
Everything has to be fun or you get depressed.
Totally depressed. Immediately depressed.
Me, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I want to work hard, but I want to work fast. And then I want to
That's
fun.
The 21-year-old. Then you turn the music on.
Yeah, and then
you're always
a
like,
good
where's
time.
The music?
I always say that.
I'm 10, so I'm like, music? Who needs music? You just like dance around and talk to each other and giggle. You know?
So funny.
It's like so...
I know, but sometimes I do feel like I'm stuck in my young 20s. And then I think back, I can't believe I started Ula because we're celebrating
UlaCon. Oh, I was thinking that. You were just so young.
10-year anniversary next year. I was 20. Well, I was 24 when I started Bliss Moves, which was kind of like the
precursor.
The precursor to Ula. But
yeah.
I started Ula when I was 25. I can't believe I'm still doing it 10 years later.
25, too. Like, what was I doing? 25. I was just trying to like catch Mike.
I already caught Rob, so
yeah,
my mind was, you know what though? Whenever people are like trying to find a mate, that's so exhausting.
That takes so
much mental energy. I remember how much I used to think about boys before I actually was in a relationship, and then once I finally found my person, then I cleared up like 70% of my brain space.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah,
I don't know
if
you guys feel that way too, but I noticed that this weekend at the 3-on-3 tournament. There are a bunch of teenage girls walking around looking so cute in their little bathing suits and shorts, and they look so great. And you could tell, and they're in little groups, you know, the girls are in groups and then the boys are in groups. And
yeah.
I'm like, they're just thinking about like what's going to happen tonight, you know,
right.
Or will John call me or I don't know.
Totally. I'm so glad I found a partner early because I had shit to do in this lifetime. I didn't spend that much time thinking about finding someone.
That's a lot of, I mean, I know some people don't spend that time.
No, some people are way more able to like have a normal functioning life without looking for a partner.
I was like, that was my main goal from like probably, I don't know.
It was mine too.
16.
This is so dumb. When I was in like, even probably like my early years of high school, I used to remember like driving in my car and making up conversations that I would have with my boyfriend.
Yes.
Like I would literally talk to myself with that person,
whoever
it was. Like high school.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
I know. That is odd.
What is wrong with me?
It's just hormonal or something. Don't you think that we're just driven to, that's what my dad used to say. You're just driven to do this. And I was like,
I don't know.
Really?
But I also feel like that kind of makes me sad in a way because I'm so impressed by people who actually can have a life and be powerful and like live a very purposeful life without a partner. Because I think, I don't know if I would have been, I don't know. I think I had to find that first before I could move on to the rest of the stuff I wanted to do in my life.
It might have been our attachment stuff though. Something about, you know, we were looking for that attachment.
Maybe.
Before we felt secure to go forward.
To go forward,
and maybe other people have more secure attachments.
More secure attachment or something.
So, because you think of those people, remember they go to college and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, where's the party?
I
was so excited. And they were like,
someone just loves me.
Yeah, they were like, oh no, I'm getting ready. I'm going to go to PT school. I'm like, what? You're doing what?
Right?
And then I would be like, I got to focus on something. Something's the matter with me. You know, thinking like I was.
Right.
But all I could think about, I was so excited and happy.
How weird.
When we were at parties and I might meet
somebody.
Me too.
Oh, I love a party.
Oh my gosh.
As you know, I love a party.
Now I don't like them as much because, of course, I have a partner and it's not like, I don't know.
Well, parties aren't very much fun for me right now anymore either.
Well, you have little kids too.
Yeah, so if I'm not with them, then I feel guilty I'm not with them.
And then when you're
and then I'm with them, it's not fun to party.
Trying to track them all. And then, well, and I have a 12-year-old, and so he's just like, you know, about drinking. He's getting to the, he's like.
Oh, he watches you.
Are you drinking? And I'm like, well, I did have a little bit to drink. Or then they're just noticing all that stuff in middle school. They're like, did you see, I heard him talking in the back of the car, him and his friends. And they're like, did you see that boy vaping?
Oh my gosh, the vaping. So my next thing that I wanted to bring up was vaping? How do you feel? Well, I feel like. I'm just like about our youth and what they're going to be like as adults. Like, I'm also kind of a little bit concerned about the children who are going to become adults. One, because like our friend, she's a school counselor at one of the high schools in town. And she said, everybody's vaping all day long. She's like, everybody's high all day long. All these kids are high.
Oh yeah. What about, we just read a post somewhere and someone's decided to homeschool their kids for, as they get into high school.
Yeah.
Just because of the,
it's just the drugs and the sex and the texting and the, like, these kids don't even know how to talk to each other anymore because they just text or get on Snapchat.
And they don't know how to date. Did you hear about, they don't know how to ask on a date because.
They just, everything's on their phone.
They're on their phones or on their, what are those things called? Like their Xboxes and stuff. Oh, like sure. Ray has his Xbox. He doesn't have to go to his friends' houses.
Yeah, because he can just.
Because they're, you and I would just be at our houses playing with each other.
But how, okay, so how long can that last? And what is that going to look like?
You could do that forever.
But what is that going to look like as people who are running our world, essentially?
I mean, but don't you think every generation does this? Like, every generation with their kids is like, look, remember
what,
like,
was going to happen? Yeah, but
what was like the 50s? This. Like, it was like rock and roll.
Yeah, but okay, but don't you think that things are literally coming to a canker sore, a cold sore right now, basically,
for
all of us?
Thank you for the reminder.
Because, you know, there was just that BBC article that came out last week that said we thought we had 12 years to solve the climate crisis. We have 18 months. So if we are literally, I mean, humans are experiencing the biggest crisis of our experience humans.
Yes, as humans.
So it's happening literally right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know, with all the, like, we've never seen this. We've never had this technology to keep us separate and to, like, you know, get into that almost like,
the Snapchat
artificial intelligence, like that stuff is just,
and what's
so
that virtual reality?
Virtual reality.
They're going to have virtual reality, like, where, you know,
so yes.
Huxley will probably have someone, their friend will show up in the room.
Yeah. So what, but so
as
yes,
a whole,
I think
hologram or
I think
whatever.
Past generations, yes, have always thought this, but they've never had the access to this type of technology or this amount of crisis. I mean, shit's going to get real here pretty soon.
Yes.
And I don't know. I hope that they're equipped to handle it.
Well, they are very, Akamai, as we say
what
in
does
Hawaiian,
that say?
Smart.
What does that mean?
Okay. With technology.
Yeah,
they are like, you know, like, we'll ask Ray, like, I'm like, I can't figure out the TV. Like, you did something to the TV.
And he can figure it out.
And he goes like, oh, it just needs a blah, blah, blah.
So you're thinking maybe they can use technology to save
maybe
the planet?
Maybe they can use, someone out there is so smart. I mean, that's like an excuse. But
no. Well,
I just hope for them. But I also, like, even in the smaller picture, like what you're talking about, Kay, in terms of, like, how will they date? Like, how will they, what is their social life?
Yeah, what is their social life going to be like?
Going to be like, I'm having trouble envisioning what Ray's social life will be like in high school.
Yeah, Ray is different.
Yeah, well, but he's a kid.
Yeah, but he's different. Like, he's so emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, but they do weird stuff when they go into high school. I know that. I can't count on that. Because weird stuff. Like, and them talking about the vaping. Like, how funny these 11 and 12-year-olds are just, like, they're on it. Like, they
know.
And so I use it as an opportunity saying, you know.
Teachable moment.
It's still, they're still going to get cancer. They're still going to get things that, you can't just think that's not going to, because you're vaping, it's good for you. I think that's what people think is like, well, you know, now that I'm vaping.
Well, I think they also vape because it's so discreet.
Our friend said you can smell it.
But they do it in the halls.
Yeah, and they do it in the bathroom.
They do it in school.
And at the public school, or at any school, any of the public schools I've heard, is that they're just doing it on the outside.
Yeah, they just do it anywhere.
You do it outside in your car, and then you come into school.
Yeah.
Which is I used to do in Oregon.
Of not course
the,
you did.
I would do things in the car and then just come in at lunchtime.
You did things in the car.
As we all did. So that's another thing, though. We all did things once cars happened. Can you imagine the generation before cars?
Yeah.
And then everyone got cars.
Side note, can you imagine how bad everyone smelled in Game of Thrones?
Oh, so bad.
Sometimes I look at those characters and I'm like,
when did you shower last?
Jaime Lannister, you were sitting in a cage for months. You must have stunk real bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just a side note.
You just must get used to it.
They all got... Or Cersei, when she got locked up, because she's such a, you know, the queen.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how grossed out she probably was by herself.
And remember, you couldn't take a hot bath.
No, you couldn't take a hot bath.
Cold, like, sponge baths, probably.
Did you know that ice was, like, one of the, like, such a luxury item?
Oh, remember?
They couldn't freeze anything.
That's why people had those root cellars.
Yeah.
Because even here in Missoula, sometimes you'll see that's all buried in the ground.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you can, you know how cold it is down in the ground?
It's cold, but I don't know if it's cold enough to keep something ice.
But they would keep blocks of ice in there. We should look that up.
It's pretty interesting. But I heard
figured out how to make ice. I don't know how they make. Oh, no, they would chop it from there.
Chop it.
They would chop it from the lakes.
Right.
And then somehow
they would figure out how to keep it cold.
And then they would deliver it to your house.
Such a luxury to have an ice cold beverage.
And remember, it was called an ice box.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The refrigerator was called an ice box.
Anyway,
that's an aside. That's about aging.
But it kind of ties into climate change too. Ice.
Yes, the importance of ice.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, sometimes when I get stressed out in like the human world, then I go to my spiritual teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a Eckhart Tolle thing on YouTube about, I just typed in like Eckhart Tolle on climate change or whatever. And it was like an audience question. And he gave me a really great kind of perspective on it. He was like, you know, cause I really trust scientists and what I have a lot of trust in science.
Well, your husband's a scientist.
And my husband is a conservation scientist. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's a very, I mean, that is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I know not everybody believes the scientists and whatever, but what he said, which was actually interesting and good for me to listen to it. And then I made Rob listen to it as a scientist, but he said, you know, sometimes what the humans and the scientists don't understand is that Earth is a being.
Oh, Earth. And she'll always search for equilibrium, right?
Well, he said something different, but yes, I think there's that too. But he's like, you know, it's not just a rock, you know, like
a non-living.
Yeah. He said the Earth is a being, and there's so much that we can't even understand about our own physical bodies. He said, we understand a fraction of the human body and its capabilities and its inner workings and all that. He said, we know even less about the workings of the planet.
I loved
that. And he said, you know, if the Earth feels threatened by humans, the Earth will swiftly and efficiently take care of humans.
Oh, yes,
and
most definitely.
He said, you know, 100 years, 200 years for the planet is like less than a second of a human's life.
Yes.
You know, so things are, you know, we think, oh my gosh, whatever, things are moving so fast. He's like, if the Earth actually feels threatened by humans, she will take care of it. I mean, now I think we're probably going to kill ourselves.
We're going to kill the humans.
We're going to kill ourselves with climate change and all that. But the planet, she'll be okay.
I'm not worried about the planet. The planet will be okay.
And Rob,
I agree.
He isn't either. He's like, I always say, I'm not worried about the planet.
I just worry for our kiddos and our kids' kid, the selfish worry.
I'm worried about the suffering. I am worried about the suffering.
Yeah, because some generation is going to be very unpleasant.
It is going to be unpleasant. But what he said too is, he said, you know, if the Earth wants to get rid of humans, he said it doesn't have to be violent. He said it can be very nonviolent. He said the Earth will just make humans infertile.
Oh, how interesting.
But you already see it starting to happen.
Yes.
There's so much infertility that does happen.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, he said it doesn't have to be violent. It
doesn't have to be like, you know, like a big explosion or something.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't have to be like all the volcanoes go. But he said, whatever you have to do, you have to take action with peace in your heart. He said, because the opposite of peace is conflict and war. And then Rob made a really good point. He said, if humans can live peacefully in harsh climate, it's a much better life than living in conflict.
In a beautiful climate. Yeah, that's a good point.
And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. And
sometimes you have to learn to live peacefully in a harsh climate because you get all dependent on each other.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, uh-oh.
And maybe that will solve. It's just us. Maybe, you know? Yeah, maybe.
And we got to go find some water.
So maybe all of this ties in together. Maybe for some reason we've become obsessed with technology to the point that we can then figure out how to solve some of these bigger human issues that mm-hmm. are happening right now. But then also maybe some of this bigger stuff is happening so that we figure out how to reconnect with one another. I don't know. Maybe it's all working together in a way that is just beyond our knowing.
Right. Because we're pretty simplistic.
We are.
I think. We're kind of like, is there food? Is there water? Are you having fun? Are you tired? You want to lie down? You know, all those things. Right. Are you sad? Is it too much?
Yeah.
But in the bigger picture, the earth, I think the earth will, you know, I remember telling my dad something he was talking about humans. You know, he's like, I don't think we'll be on this planet much longer. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I'm like, well, maybe I was young, but I'm like, maybe we weren't supposed to be.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, yeah, maybe not.
And I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. But I just don't want my kids or their kids to be the ones who have to suffer. I don't want them to be the ones that go through all of that.
Yes.
And maybe it'll be us.
Maybe we'll be around.
I mean, you see it in France right now. I mean, Paris was 109 degrees. That's very uncomfortable for those people who don't have AC.
Oh, and people die of heat stroke. You can die of heat stroke at 80 degrees.
But I think people are going to have to get really uncomfortable before they make a change.
Yes, I agree. And the earth has to kind of teach us. Like, it's like, okay, well, if this is what you want, then here's what you get.
Right.
Like, even our summer here has been a very odd summer.
Odd in the best way.
Because it's very weird. Long spring almost.
Really long
and now
spring.
I feel like summer's just starting.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're going to get like 2 weeks of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just extended in a weird way. And then it's September is when fall will start to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe later. But it's a very odd
just
summer.
Just the weather's changing.
And it's in totally New York, where changing. My sister lives, it was super hot too, like 100 and something degrees.
Yeah.
And, you know, poor humans have a hard time. We have a hard time with heat.
Well, that's why climate change, I think, for the heating of the planet, it's uncomfortable.
It's
again, going back to Game of Thrones, I was like thinking to myself, would I prefer winter is coming or would I prefer like...
The desert's coming.
The desert is coming.
Yeah.
And I would definitely prefer winter is coming.
Yeah, I feel like winter you could make some fires and you would maybe still have wood and you know what I mean?
Yeah. We know how to warm ourselves up. It's harder to cool yourself down.
Water. Like even this weekend, I got so hot.
Having water. Yeah.
I was like, is there water? And I forgot to drink water. And suddenly I started getting a headache and kind of shaking.
Yeah.
And I realized, I don't have any water.
Yeah.
But the body doesn't like it.
No. The body doesn't. Well, you can survive without food for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot survive for very long without water.
Mm-mm. No. No, because Ray had Giardia last year.
Oh, I remember that.
And I told the doc, he can't really eat.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, that's fine.
Don't worry about the food.
He doesn't need to eat.
Yeah.
He's like, exactly. He does need to drink fluids with some sugar and stuff and some electrolytes. But he's like,
you can go forever without food.
He's like, don't worry about
water.
The food. Yeah. And I was like, really?
He
was like, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very interesting.
So we're all aging.
We're aging.
The earth.
The Earth.
The Earth, she's got a long time.
Oh, yeah. The Earth has a long time.
Compared to us, for sure.
I just hope we can... I just wish people would make the change. I just... Like, we know it. We know that this is happening.
We know. Now we... I mean, I feel like most
Everybody
of
knows.
Us know.
Come on.
You can feel
you know it
happening
Climate
now.
Change is happening.
They were talking about it 20 years ago, you know, and then everything wasn't different.
You
but
can't
I feel
really
like,
feel it, but you're starting to feel it. People have to know.
Yeah. They have to know.
You got to make the change. You guys... I said that I want to ride my bike more and that I'm sick of driving my car so much. So Rob got me this crazy bike that like all of my kids can go on.
Oh, a giant bike.
A giant bike. It's called a Rad Ride or something.
Oh, I saw one at the boat place we went to.
And it has an electrical assist.
It has an electrical
hills.
Engine thing.
I know. So, you know, little things like that. You just have to, little changes. You
well, my neighbors bike everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just biking to work. In the middle of winter, I'll see them.
Oh, totally.
But that's what they love to bike.
My friend in Norway, she bikes everywhere. And then in the winter, she cross-country skis to work.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good biker, unfortunately.
But it's like, come on, everyone, do your freaking part. Yesterday, I took Huxley to Costco, and I was like, Hux, I hate Costco, but I went there because we needed to get some stuff. And I was like, Hux, the best thing about Costco are the samples. And so we were like going around getting samples. But if you like, if it's like a not just a piece of something, but if something you need to like use a utensil to eat, there's all those tiny plastic forks or spoons.
Yeah.
And so we got to this one lady and it was a piece of avocado. Okay. I didn't need a fork for a piece of avocado. So I told the woman, and not to make judgment, but she was older and it wasn't making sense to her. But I said to her, she had these ones with all forks in them. Okay. And so I just said, could I have one with, but she picked one of them up. So she had it in her hand. I said, could I please have one without a fork? And she had the one that was in her hand and you guys, she threw it away.
She threw the whole thing away?
She threw the fork, the avocado, and the little piece of paper away. And she got me another one without a fork and gave it to me. I'm like, you didn't need to throw that away. You could have given that one to someone else. I was just saying, could you give me one without a fork? And she's like, I have to follow the directions. I'm like, I understand that. But like, that was a perfectly good one. I said, I'm trying to use less plastic. And she just kind of like got all flustered. And so then I, you know, had a little moment with Huxley. I'm like, little tiny things, just saying you don't need the plastic fork, that, you know, all those tiny little decisions, they can add up.
Yeah.
But how, like, it still wasn't even registering for that woman.
And it's funny because in Hawaii, they're much more aware.
Well, they have
like
to
my
be.
Mom is on me, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
Don't you bring your own bags.
And you still don't.
I do now. I have like hundreds of them in my car. Okay. But sometimes I forget.
I know. I feel like I just saw you with plastic bags.
But I reuse my plastic bags too.
That's good.
Yeah. So anyway, here's my 94-year-old mother who is like,
well,
on all
job,
of us.
Joan.
She's like, no,
yeah,
you will not. And she gets so mad when we bring the bags home.
Yeah.
She's like, I told you.
Yeah.
Because on an island, it's
on
even
an island,
more
it's,
important.
Yeah, it's more. Yeah.
It's like, you cannot mess this up.
No. And poor Hawaii's getting messed up.
It's getting
right
messed
now.
Up. It's not very big. It's not very big.
And all the waves and the weather.
Oh, they have
and the
giant tides. They call them the king tide.
Yeah.
Remember? That was like a made up name. We never had a king tide before.
No, it's
all
messed
up. It's not making it sound good.
It's not even good.
It's beating the people's wall down.
Yeah, exactly. So
anyway,
it's like the little changes.
The little changes for future generations.
We gotta make sure that we all can age.
Yeah, we can all age.
We all.
No matter what age we think we are.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And if there's no one way to age,
no.
I guess I should embrace that too. So if my husband has a bad leg, he has a bad leg.
Right.
That's okay.
And if I need more naps than Rob does, that's okay.
That's okay. There's many ways to the mountaintop.
Yep.
And my way isn't the best way.
It's just the best way for you.
Exactly right. That's right. And 57 is old for some people. It doesn't feel old for me. And
yeah,
it doesn't have to be. I mean, it is old. I think you're probably going to die like in 30 years. But,
well, 30 years is a really long time away.
Like kind of close.
Anyways,
that's our take on the world.
Have fun aging.
Enjoy every bit of it.
Enjoy every bit of it.
Whatever you need to do. If you need a nap, don't need a nap. If you need to eat candy.
If you need to get your lips done, get your lips done.
Get your lips done. But remember, you still look old, but with weird lips.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my eyelashes
glued up.
Curled.
Glued up.
My friend just got it done. It looks great.
Joe's friend just did it, and she told me it looks amazing.
Oh, and
as
I need
well.
To get my chin waxed because I have I'm full of chin hair now.
Oh, you have to go into the wax.
Yeah, I'm
going to
get it
I've
all
never
waxed
gone off, to wax. Because
I just touch it, and it bothers me all day long. I just touch it.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
It's not scary. It doesn't hurt.
Oh, and one last final thought.
Yes.
Be gentle on yourself as you age.
Yes.
Like, I
Good
just
one.
Looked at a picture of myself, and it was like a Facebook memory from 5 years ago. And I was massively pregnant with Huxley. And I just thought that day I was like feeling bad about my body. And I just looked at that picture and I thought, wow, look at what my body has done in 5 years. Cause I like saw a picture of myself from like, you know, 6 years ago or whatever. And I was like, oh, look at me. I'm like, what is wrong with you, Kaylee? You had three babies in 5 years. That is an intense thing to ask your body to do. It's not going to look like it did before you had three kids in 5 years.
No. And
like, that's insane.
I love that.
So
that's
be
a
little
point.
Be gentle.
And don't, you know, we do the weird thing where we compare ourselves to people who are 20.
Oh, yeah.
And who made 20 the end-all, be-all age?
Yeah.
Let's make 85 the end all. Like, you know, that's not, it's just a concept in our brain.
Right.
It's not right.
Right, exactly.
You know, it just is.
And no one tells you some of the stuff that happens when you're aging.
Yeah, it's exciting. We had a good talk the other weekend.
Oh, I'm going to share because it is freaking funny. Okay? No one tells you your labia are going to get longer after you have children. You did not know that.
And we were all sitting around.
We were all sitting around like dying laughing because it's like.
And there were like four of us that had kids and two of us that didn't maybe. And then yeah. But I didn't know. I was like, I thought I was the only person.
Yeah, we all think we're the only one whose like lips got longer after you gave birth.
Yeah. And it's like, why do they look like that in my bathing suit?
No booty shorts for these ladies. You know what? That's okay.
That's
you
okay.
You got to accept it or else you're going to drive yourself crazy if you can't accept the effects of aging.
Yes.
You
very
have
good
to accept
point.
It or you're going to be miserable.
You're going to be miserable and fighting
so
it.
So guess what?
Don't
You've
fight
had babies
it.
And you have long labia. I am with you.
Embrace the labia.
Embrace the labia.
Embrace them.